So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And my guest today is beyond inspirational. She walks the talk. I've actually met her in person, which I can't say about all of my guests. And I don't even know quite how to introduce her, so I'm just going to say welcome, Corey Michelle.
Hi.
You know, tell me a little bit about what is the Crazy Possible Experiment. What is that?
Ooh, the Crazy Possible Experiment is an experiment in creating your life with ask and you shall receive. So, kind of like taking you out of all the conclusions on how you should create life and really opening up your awareness, your connection with the universe, your connection with your own awareness to start using ask and you shall receive to create your life. It's not like this sort of little game. Like somebody said, oh, Corey, this isn't a game. This is real. Like this is real magic. And I was like, yeah, that's the point, is to have people like really get that anything you ask for, you will receive. So what are you asking for?
Wow. How much fun can we have in 8 minutes? Like that was just like the first minute. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about today. So when I'm stuck, I'm asking and I'm looking around at the like my pathetic life going, why am I keep choosing pathetic? Like I get... It feels like sometimes I ask so well and magic happens, and sometimes I ask a lot, and then I look around and I'm like, huh, what is that moment when you just like your life just seems like you're stuck and pathetic?
Oh gosh, you know, that's such a great question, because I was feeling like that the other day, and it seems to me that there's these like spaces that we get to, and then, you know, we have like a big expansion and we're like, oh my God, life's so great. And, you know, you might get a new house or you might get a new partner. You might, you know, lose some weight, you know, something happens that you wanted, and then it becomes normal. Right. And then after a little while, that normalcy, because it feels so normal now, it's not new, it's not expanded, it's not, you know, the greatest thing that you've just created. You've had your new house for, you know, a year now, what's next? I think that like space that we think that we're either being pathetic or it gets boring is actually the time to actually start going bigger. Because like for me, it's because I'm bored. Like I'll start going into, oh, this isn't enough, oh, I'm so pathetic, and it's like, oh, is it now the time to start asking for more, asking for bigger, asking for greater?
Yeah.
And when I go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And just, this is just normal now. All the cool stuff I created is just normal. Yeah.
I had the greatest insight. It's really been strange because I've been wanting, I kept seeing, but I think I had gotten to conclusion about needing to live in Malibu. So, born and raised in California, always drawn to Malibu, right? And I was sitting here the other day and I was like just tuning up into my life, like my future. And what thinking about that was doing and creating. And it was creating not that good of stuff. Because instead of making, I'm like, if I make $3,000 or $4,000 a day for the next 5 years, I can live in Malibu. So it's like no problem. And then I went, oh my God, but I have like, my kids need me still. And all these things were like, and I started tuning into, okay, body, where would you really like to live? What would you really like to? And I just, not that I don't want Malibu, but I was like, I was started asking different questions and I got this different answer that's like way more ease. But I was like self-judging me to even, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really even ask a question of you, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, I do, and I think that it's brilliant what you just said is like ask a different question, because we can go into conclusion of this is what I think I want because how cool would that be, or I've always wanted that. But it might not be the easiest, it might not expand your life the most, and it might not be the greatest contribution to your life and to the world, the planet, your body, whatever you're looking at. And so what the question I like for where to live is universe, or you could say universe, planet, like Earth, where can I be the greatest contribution right now? So I flip it out of my head, because if I go, what do I want? Then I'm coming from a whole bunch of points of view, a whole bunch of conclusions.
Right.
What I think is good, I judge as good and bad, right? It's like, Right. Oh, well, I don't want to live in San Jose because blah, 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 because Malibu is so much better. Then we go into this comparison versus like, universe, show me where I can be the greatest contribution. Yeah. And that's how I ended up in Australia. Asking that, like, show me where. And I came to Australia, and Australia was like, thank God you're here. And yeah. Then my move was, I chose it. And within 6 weeks, I had sold everything. I had 3 trips, 1 big event, 4 visitors, and got everything handled so I could actually move with ease over here.
Amazing.
And
wow.
And it's when you're actually listening, like paying attention to the universe and asking those greater questions, then the universe will literally have your back, support you in everything, because it's not coming from all of your points of view in your head. It's coming from actually something way greater than you could even, you know, make up in your head.
Well, that leads me to ask you about your brand new quiz, and how can tell us a little more about the quiz and what that is, and then how people can find it. And you can talk about it for a few minutes. All right.
Okay. So I'm so excited about this quiz, because the Ask and You Shall Receive, when you start working with Ask and You Shall Receive, there's lots of different elements to it. There's knowing that you can even ask for things, and all the energies that come up that say, oh, I don't, that's too much, I can't ask for that, I don't trust myself, right? And then there's the receiving part, which is like, oh, that's too much, I don't trust myself, it's not showing up in the way I think. But then there's also this other space that's inclusive of all of it, is how much do you trust you, and how much do you trust the universe to have your back? So this quiz I created so people could really get an idea of where they're functioning from, and what's sort of that next space of contribution, so the next place that they could actually expand their ask and receive magic. And after they take the quiz, then it actually invites you to a free class that I gave called the Ask Class, and it literally goes through energetic clearings, because like how many of us were kids and we were told we asked too much, we were told to be quiet, stop asking, you're greedy, right? All that kind of stuff. We energetically do clearings for all that stuff. And then we show you what questions not to ask that people are asking, that you might be asking, right? Stop asking those kinds of questions and start asking the kinds of questions that'll actually, that the universe can actually hear and respond to.
So it's
a really
URL?
Amazing class.
What's the domain?
The URL is, oh, you want to actually get it. It's called theaskquiz.com.
Okay, everyone go to theaskquiz.com, which if I say really fast sounds really funny, and go hang out with Corey Michelle. And she also has a private Facebook group with just a very few 10,000 or so unicorns. And so thank you for coming. And theaskquiz.com, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep, that's right.
Bye.
Bye.